You know, we had an interesting segment the other day where Carlos Cortez, predicted the crash of the stock market. And he said the whole thing is going to crash. And the timing was really interesting. Carlos is here with us now. The timing was really interesting because it seems like, weirdly enough, that coincides almost exactly with the presidential election.
Yeah, you got butt sex, election flu. You have an inverted yield curve. You have interest rates dropping. And I did a podcast on this on the Stu Peters Network, I would say 6 months ago, how the Fed could steal the election. And then you have like butt-faced Jerome Powell talking about like, oh, well, we're not going to side to one politician, whether or not. And you don't have to. If you read the book Jekyll and Hyde with the fake Federal Reserve, like I have and many of our listeners have, you'll notice that the Fed isn't a illegitimized entity in our Constitution. That is not even in the Constitution. And so you have all these signs basically saying that the market's rigged, everything is rigged. And what we have to do is we can make money off of a rigged market, and the market will go down this year. And we're looking at a 40-50% retracement, either this year or Q1 of next year. I mean, but it's right around the corner. And I'm afraid that a lot of God-fearing patriots are in their 401ks, in their IRAs with their cookie-cutter advisor, vaccinated advisor, not doing a daggone thing to protect themselves from what's about to happen. Like we say in the South, what's fitting to happen.
Yeah, you can absolutely make money off of a rigged market. Carlos has proven it to me, and he has proven it to the many people. I get emails all the time. Thank you for directing me to CortezWM.com and introducing me to Carlos Cortez. Cortez Wealth Management has absolutely helped me in times where I thought that there was nothing that I could do. There was no way that I could save for my kids. There was no way that I could save for my retirement. There was no way that I could kick my feet up one day. The government's coming for my money. And now you heard Kamala Harris, Carlos, is saying that there's going to be a 25% tax on unrealized benefits. So in other words, if you invest $50,000 in Bitcoin, which you thought was safe before, then it goes up to $70,000. That $20,000, even if you don't cash out, even if you don't cash out and realize that $20,000 gain, guess what? You're going to be taxed 25% on that $20,000. So Carlos Cortez has the answer. Go to CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com, or just call him in the office, 813-448-3446. I'm going to look you in the eye. 813-448-3446. Or again, visit him online at CortezWM.com, or the Stu Peters Show continues next.
Hey guys, Carlos Cortez here. Another episode of Scriptures and Wall Street. I hope you had a chance to check out our podcast on Tuesday when we were talking about lowering interest rates. The Feds are cutting rates, and sure as heck today, on Friday, 10 o'clock a.m., I was like a little kid in a candy store just waiting for it to happen, and sure as heck it did. The Fed said it is time to adjust policy. It is time to adjust policy, and basically they're going to lower interest rates and probably by the next meeting. So the question is how much are they going to lower the interest rates? The fact of the matter is that they are going to do it, and it really doesn't matter about cooling inflation or an inverted yield curve that we're in right now. And the jobs report, they are going to lower interest rates. Like at this point, they're going to lower interest rates. So what does that mean for you? What should you be doing? Well, I want to talk about that today. But first, let me say my disclosure here. Obviously, everything on this podcast is for information purposes only. I am a financial advisor, so this is not investment advice, nor should you utilize the information on this podcast as investment advice. So please only use this for information and education purposes only. If you would like advice, give us a call and I'll be happy to give you some investment advice. 813-448-3446. Again, 813-448-3446, or visit us at CortezWM.com. More importantly, you could download a free guide on AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Again, America First, all spelled out, retirementplan.com. I wrote a book on this last year. It took me about a year to do it. And basically, we're talking about two different economies, how to keep your money safe, why people aren't getting a consistent rate of return, while the financial world isn't transparent, and investments not being held in America, but more so on foreign funds, economies like China and Ukraine, and also why your advisor doesn't align with you spiritually, medically, socially, academically, you get it, politically, but yet you're getting advice from someone that does not believe in what you believe in. Stop doing that. Find somebody that you actually align yourself with. And I'm dead serious about that. Like, when are we going to talk real, be authentic, be transparent, and say, hey, I don't like your politics and I'm not used to you taking a vaccine or forcing the mandates or believing that someone actually did? Is it that hard? So I don't understand it. When I was a licensed stockbroker, I wasn't allowed to give a political opinion. I wasn't allowed to talk about politics. I wasn't even allowed to talk about money, politics, God. And I wasn't even allowed to do that at the Thanksgiving table, let alone Christmas dinner table. So where do we talk? Where do we be authentic at, other than the barbershop, which I need to go here shortly? Well, thus, I founded Scriptures in Wall Street. I wanted to talk about it. And here we are, 4 years later, massive platform. My firm has moved over $250 million inside of 24 months. Pretty amazing and remarkable. God has really, truly blessed us with this platform. And I can only thank you. So thank you. Stu has been awesome. We've been buddies since day one. And I'm just grateful. I'm really, really grateful about everything. So we're actually going to be starting out a financial show. We're trying to align our calendars a lot, but man, holy cow, it's very difficult. It's going to be called SPN Financial. So I'm really excited about that. I'll be talking more in depthly about, you know, some predictions and what I think is going to happen, some charts. Basically an extension of Scriptures in Wall Street. And wish me luck, because Stu is really, really hard to nail down, and more importantly, for me to get some words across, because he's so overpowering, right? He likes to monologue a lot, and it's going to be interesting, but it's going to be very, very powerful for our audience to basically have truth. I mean, that's what this is all about. So be on a lookout for that. My goal is to start a Stu Peter Financial Show. I want to say by mid next month, mid September. So that's our goal. It's going to be tough because he's extremely busy, as well as me, running the practice. You guys keep calling, which is a great thing. That's my primary business, my for-profit business. Again, you don't need to be out in the market right now, not knowing what you're doing with a cookie-cutter advisor and having mutual funds and thinking that you're just going to ride this out. If you're close to retirement, I'm sorry, buy and hold doesn't work anymore, dog. Like, you can't do that, homie. Like, you will get murdered. You will get financially murdered. Look, if you can double your money, in 4 to 5 years, yes, that will change your life. Or will it? I beg to defer, man. I don't think it will change your life. You might do some renovations in your crib. You might buy a new car, may go on a vacation. But if you lost half of your money, that's where the problem starts. It's when you start losing half of your money. So I will have to say that it's time to reallocate, refinance your portfolio. Interest rates are coming down. We heard Jerome Powell say it's time to adjust policy. They're going to lower interest rates. I don't know if it's going to be 25 or 50 basis points the first cut. But eventually, what I'm thinking is they're probably going to lower it 100 basis points, at least 1% throughout this whole year. That I'm pretty sure they're going to do. I think they're going to go down 150 basis points. I think it's going to be the massive, massive rate cut. which is going to send shockwaves to the real estate market as well as the financial markets. When I say shockwaves, volatility will be high. Also, the stock market crashes when we have an inversion of the yield curve. So I explained last meeting, there's a 2-year, there's a 5-year, and there's a 10-year. And we look at this bond curve because it literally dictates how the banks are going to lend out to the Fed funds rate, to the auto loans, to the mortgages, to insurance carriers paying out pension plans, to pretty much everything. Our whole life cycle is based on the Fed funds rate. So anyways, when interest rates get cut, the banks are, you're going to see a lot of banks just release a lot of these earnings and write off these losses so they can start having some balance on their balance sheets. So we're going to look at KRE here shortly. KRE, if you don't know what that is the banking index. We've had more banks fall apart in 2023. We can pull up our Fibonacci retracement tool to see if we're going to see a retracement. We'll look at our predictive trader. We'll look at all of our scanners here shortly. But I just wanted to just say that when we have a falling interest rate environment, you will also see people lining up to buy these homes. We've seen a massive, massive influx of inventory all of a sudden, especially here in Florida. 69% increase in my Pinellas County, where I'm at, outside of Tampa. We've seen 69% increase in real estate inventory. Now, people aren't buying because taxes are skyrocketing, inflation is high, the jobs are not as strong. And so people are fleeing Florida like you would not believe, like over 1,000 families a day. As fast as they came, they're leaving even faster. So, dude, I've been here for daggone since 2004. So I like seeing people leave. There's more room on highways. I got a big truck. So obnoxiously, selfishly, I'm like, yeah, get out of here. Totally joking. But yeah, I mean, people are leaving Florida. The real estate is terrible right now. I mean, we've taken a 20-25% hit in some areas, but the real estate inventory has skyrocketed and it's peaked, and we're starting to see probably a real estate crash here shortly in the condo market, the townhome market particularly, because a lot of people bought these as Airbnbs and they couldn't afford them. And so they're walking away from them and now they're underwater. So it is going to be interesting, man, to see that there'll be a spike of homes or a spike of sellers actually getting deals done and a spike of buyers. So I'm very curious on the real estate right now. The stock market, I can watch it pretty easy. Although I have to say, it is confusing about what is about to drop. And I'm going to show you. Look, I don't have all the answers, but we do have direction. Thank God. I'm going to explain here shortly, like what is happening, and that way you can get your portfolio up and running. But we're going to go to the charts here shortly. But my question to you is like, well, let me ask this, but let me ask the question before I show the charts or after I show the charts. Sorry. But yeah, this is a weekend show. So this week we had the Fed speaking. They're going to meet in September, and I think they're going to lower interest rates. Pretty much. Yeah, they're going to do that. And we've been saying that because right now, if they lower the interest rates, the stock market goes up, but eventually it comes back down. So what's interesting is in my view, they lower interest rates, they're going to make Kamala, the Biden administration, look amazing. So what I think is going to happen is Bidenomics works amazing. The stock market's going up. Kamala gets on stage. Yeah. I told you that Biden's policy, and I'm going to continue Biden's policy. Butt sex, monkey stuff, abortion, vasectomies, you know, chopping off kids' penises, all this crazy progressive stuff. It's the future. I mean, whatever she is going to say, Kamala Ho is going to have her day in the parade. And the market's going to go up. It's going up right now. And there's nothing we can do about it. There's absolutely nothing we can do about it. I'm going to show you all the bullish power we have in this momentum. It is coming through. It is coming through. And I said this, dude. I like straight up said it. The markets are going to go up. They're going to sky freaking rocket. And that's what they're doing right now. Interest rates go down. The Fed can steal the election by lowering interest rates. And then uneasing the actual, the tightening of the yield curve. And so when that 2 year is actually getting closer to that five, and that 5 year is getting closer to that 10, and it's uninverted, that's when that whipsaw happens, the rubber band. And I don't think we're going to have a soft landing. They want to get down to 2% inflation. Bro, that is crazy talk. When we're at like 5.5, 6, we were at 9 last year. Then the year before, the 8.5, if you had money in the bank and you had $100,000, you've lost 19% in purchasing power over the past 2.5 years. Like, this is crazy. So you're meaning to tell me you're just going to lower interest rates to 2%? I'm sorry, not interest rates, inflation to 2%? Bro, that's, you're going to see shockwaves, man. And we're going to have a deflationary period. So pretty much the opposite of inflation. And we have this risk of deinflation, or we go right into a recession. We're already seeing job numbers are spiking back up. Unemployment numbers, not job numbers, I'm sorry. Unemployment numbers spiking back up. We see commercial real estate. We've never had a resolution there. They're going to be writing a lot of business off the books on the commercial real estate side. Who's going to pay for that? Well, the banks are going to. Well, the banks are waiting because they can no longer survive in this atmosphere. And this is why they failed in 2023. More banks failed in 2023 than in 2008. But no one said anything. It's kept under books because Biden has a really good hand on the media, or the media has a good hand on Biden. However you want to spin it, man, this whole freaking thing is rigged. I don't know if they're going to try to steal the election. The only way they could steal it is literally stealing it. And I believe the election was stolen. I mean, there's no way that they had all these machines working properly. No way. And here we are again with the Dominion and the machines and the test cyber attacks we've been getting, right? Where the airplanes are down and Microsoft servers are down. Oh my God, dude, it's freaking nuts. Like, you can't tell me that wasn't a test. Anybody with a brain, man. So, I mean, we all expect the election night. Numbers are coming in. We're looking at Fox. We're looking at CNN. I actually enjoy watching CNN election night. That's like, if I'm being real with you, that's what I watch. I'll watch my Patriot media stuff, but I like watching CNN, seeing what they're saying, seeing them squirm, and then them reporting actually what is happening. And then I'm watching my other Red Wing news. And it's so funny, man. It is so funny to see that on election night. It's one of my favorite things. I have a party and everything in my house. But yeah, so we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. What you got to do right now is you need to really think about your retirement. Are you getting the returns that you think you could be getting? All right. The other thing is having a safe bucket where the index can make money regardless if the election is stolen, whether we have a terrorist attack, whether inflation goes skyrocketing high, whether we have deflation, whether the stock market goes up, down, sideways. Like, there's 5 or 6 different scenarios that could happen right there that I know that we can guarantee a portion of your portfolio or make money during that transaction or during that transitionary period. There's so many jackknives that could happen from here to election, from here to Christmas. So you got to do something now, man. You got to be proactive. I cannot stress this enough. Our safe money bucket accounts, our private insured accounts, their interest rates are coming down very, very quick. So that's it. I mean, it's either you act now or you don't and you get lower rates. So right now we have this very, very precious time of window that we can get a carrier bonuses of 19, even 20%, depending on your state. And those are getting lowered, my friend. Those are getting lowered. So you want to get you into an insurance-based contract where your principal is guaranteed. We could trade the other money. We can do all fancy stuff and tactical money managers, and we can really, really dive deep into that. But the safe money side, you don't want to mess around with. Not going into an electionary period. Do not have mutual funds, stocks, bonds. And look, I'm a stock trader myself. I love trading. I was a former stockbroker, and I know a lot about stocks. I know a lot about derivatives, and I could trade. And let me tell you, you don't want to be doing that right now with retirement funds. I've been doing this for 20 years, and I'm not even perfect at it, okay? I'm still learning. I'm good at what I do, but I would not, if I was a retiree, I would not be fighting the banks and Wall Street and trying to figure this out and doing the whole buy and hold and set it, forget it. You will get murdered. You will absolutely get murdered. There are so many institutions that are going to take advantage of the 401k sitting ducks, the retail investor. They make a killing off of you guys. So not on my watch. If you're a client of mine, you are institutionally strategically placed in a situation where you can benefit from the momentums of the index, as well as having principal protection and having the ability to hop to a safe money bucket, to a guaranteed money bucket, to another bucket that's liquid and tactically managed that we can make money off a rigged market. This is the ability of having a three bucket system, to having the green, yellow, and red type of scenarios that we spoke plenty of times on this podcast. So enough of me talking. Let me get to the charts, dog. Let me get to the charts. Oh, and by the way, for those of you like, hey, well, Carlos, what do you think the market's going to do? What do you think the market's going to do? I got that question all day Friday. And I'm like, bro, like, that is, if I knew what the markets are going to do, I wouldn't be podcasting. I'd be living in a yacht, chilling millions and millions and millions of dollars and betting every time. But I'm not that. I'm here working on my studio and talking to you guys. But one thing I do know, one thing I can say that is going to really take off is the volatility index. So, this is Vixie. Vixie is the lady that follows a volatility index. So you can't buy the volatility index unless you buy the options on it or the futures on it. But what you can do is buy the ETF, the fund that tracks the Vixie. So here we go, man. So this thing right now is at 14.35. It's Saturday morning, 1 a.m. So I'm pre-recording this. So you guys will see it Saturday at 5 p.m., I believe. So it hit the high of 17, but it went right back down to 14.35. I got my blue. I got my green box. I got all these green boxes. Momentum, boy. This thing is about to freaking take off. Yes, it is taking off. You know what that means? That means put your seatbelt on, because she's fitting to take off. And I get excited because it's really, really good for my track record to predict stuff. But boom, this is going high, bro. So that little stint we just had, in 2020, it was at 64. This shot up to 38 the other day. And 23, we're at 17. Let's be conservative. Say it's going to hit probably 27 within the next 2 weeks, maybe. I'm just seeing all this green and all these golden crosses. It can only go up, which means the stock market is either going to go up or down. There's volatility. This is the fear and greed index. So fear and greed move the markets. The stock market originally is based on supply and demand, which is a fancy word for fear and greed. People, when it comes to money, have this thing called amygdala effect. The amygdala, it's also known as hijacked. The hijacked, just being hijacked, where you literally cut off your frontal cortex and your amygdala takes over. And it cuts off, it shuts down, and it's in the back of your spine. You really can't even use your front brain. And when it comes to finances, this is very, 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 very true, where people literally just have no logical sense. This is why road rage happens, where you see somebody run someone off the road multiple times, and they get out of the car, and the guy that is the calmest gets his gun and shoots him and kills him. Yeah, I mean, that's road rage and it's amygdala. So the amygdala takes over and you just basically act on your emotions. It's the same thing with money. So when we see this golden cross, guys, you're going to see Vixie just take off, man. I can't tell you where, you know, if I looked at it, you know, we had this spike here at 37, let's say conservatively. The last time we've had a spike, it was at 11 and it went up to 18. Look at these little spikes, 16 to 23. So maybe it's the same one, 14 to like 19, even though it did test 37. So maybe we see the 20s in VIXIE from 14. I mean, this is huge. So probably a 20 to 30% swing, boom, just right there. So I do know that is pretty much going to happen. I mean, you can kind of bet on that, right? That the volatility is going to be there. Let's look at KRE. Obviously, TMF. We're going to get to TMF here in a second. KRE, man. So the banks are starting to see some relieving with the interest rates fixing to go down or propose to go down. We see a green cloud here. So that means there's going to be some momentum. So the banks are going to start looking good. And this might be another $100 stock. I mean, the way these guys are talking, and dude, like they're going to be able to bounce back, I guess, with the lower interest rates, and they'll able to repaper their loans, and it will be a good thing for the banks. So you'll see, and I got a buy alert right here in July on KRE, a golden box, a buy alert. This is going to go up. I got all my green traffic lights except for one, which that is slowly converting over. It hit a low of 49 and right now is at 53. We could see this thing just really take off to 70. So pretty interesting that KRE is doing well. Let's look at another financial, my good old boy UYG. And here we go. Here's another ETF that covers the financials. So this is a JP Morgan, the Bank of America, is all the woke banks. Boom, we got a buy signal right on the 14th again. So UYG is doing well. That's another pro financial by iShares. For those of you that are in gold, those of you in gold, man, let's look at this real quick. If I can get my chart working. Yeah, here we go. Perfect. Woo, this thing is, jeez. Look at all this green. Holy smokes. It is still taking off, man. Bro, it is not out of the equation. It is not out of the equation to get this thing. I mean, I don't even know where to pull a fib on this mofo. Let's see here. Yeah, it's a healthy trend. I mean, this trend is serious. Yeah, this is not even a spike, man. This is a healthy trend. Gold is going up, man. Look, the international people, they don't really trust what's going on. Okay? They don't really trust what's going on with our currency. So you're going to see gold is really ready to take off. How cool is that, man? I got an alert that gold was going high November 30th of last year. Boom. And it's been going up. So gold, I gotta say, if you got gold, I would sell some. I would sell some. We are at an all-time high. I would keep some. I would sell some. I don't want to get in the woods in it. And I know there's people, well, this QFS and the bank's failures and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, the dollar's going to crash. I'm not buying because the dollar's going to crash. I'm saying gold is just nothing but a trade. That's all it is. And if this thing goes at 3,000, you better start selling some because you're supposed to sell when it's at an all-time high. You don't have to sell all of it. Sell half of it, a quarter of it. And then you could use that to guarantee a portion of your returns. One great strategy we could use is we can use our private insured accounts. Get a 20% bonus. A lot of people that are in gold spend a lot of money in commissions to get in. So even though we have a huge run, that doesn't mean you're profitable because you probably bought it from a high feed place. I don't want to say the company's name because I'm not here to talk bad about them. But if you are wanting to buy more gold or precious metals, go to CortezWealthGold.com, CortezWealthGold.com. And they will get you the best rates. They'll get you the best preferred rates just by mentioning my podcasts. And I just know that you're not going to get robbed like some of these other gold companies. So don't do that. I do like precious metals. Emergency. Yeah, I use it as emergency. I don't really consider it as an investment planning purposes, but just a kind of like your bug out bag. For me, I think $100,000 is plenty enough for my family to head to the hills should we ever need. If financial system does really crash, I feel like $100,000 will probably be worth $200,000 if that does happen. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do with that, those precious metals? Like, even if it doubles, like, you going to barter with it? You going to exchange it for currency? If so, what currency? So, and at that point, currency doesn't even matter at that point. We got bigger issues than money. So don't put all your eggs in gold or precious metal, guys. I'm telling you, it's just a trade and it's not as liquid as you think. All right. So, the other thing I wanted to talk about was, you know, what's up? You know, I was going to talk about it. One of my faves. Here we go. Trade of the year. I mean, yeah, so it's August. So August 24th, I got a golden crossbow. The Fed came out, said we're going to raise interest or we're going to lower. Basically, we're going to lower interest rates. Guess what I get here, guys? A golden cross. But we've been saying this from a long time ago, like back in July, I was talking about TMF. This is a 20-year treasury. As soon as they lower interest rates, this thing is fixing to go really high. Last time, pre-COVID, you guys remember? This thing was over. Was it 500? Yeah. It was over 424, man. Yeah. So when interest rates were we're at a decent, you know, a normal curve. And so it's been going down. So these are bond prices. Let me reset my chart here, guys. Sorry, I'm making you dizzy. So it's at 52 right now. Look at that range, bro, from 52 to freaking 455. Bro, this is so crazy. So you could buy call options here still at 100, even 120 a year out. And this will be a great trade. This will be a great opportunity to capture some of the upside. Again, this is not investment advice. I would only buy this with money that you can afford to lose. So do not call me and say, hey, I bought TMF, Carlos, and I put my life savings in this. That's on you. This is for somebody that can take the risk, that has discretionary money to make the trade. So, but yeah, this is a huge trade, man. This is how you make money off of a rigged stock market, off of what they're going to do. You know they're going to lower the interest rates. You know they're going to do this to make Kamala Ho, the Biden stupid administration, like a gangster on TV. That's what they're going to do. We've been talking about this for a freaking year now. And here we are. Magically, it just shows up. And we already know what they're going to do. They're going to claim all this stuff. They're going to make it seem great. Oh, yes, the economy is cooling off. We landed softly. We effectively got inflation down to 2%. The stock market's at an all-time high. Bonds are doing great. A rally in the bonds. People's debt are going away. And America is progressing. This is the story they're going to paint, and people are going to buy this garbage. They're going to buy this garbage, man. But let me just show you what's up. Let me bring it to you, homie. Boom. All right. So, stock market looks like it's going up. Here we go, guys. Here we go. We have all these traffic lights, and I get a buy signal August 15th. Bro, this thing is going up. Now, I know I said last month that we're going to see a correction. But what's interesting here is that I'm going to show you this pattern that we're in right now. Let me use SPX, actually. Like this chart better. So here we are. Boom. The spot, the S&P 500. So I want to explain this real quick because this is really confusing. And you really can't see what's going on until we actually bust out the charts. So this is the S&P 500, the SPY that checks the S&P 500. You see this top right here? Let me get my pen out. Annotate this a little bit. See this little top right here? I'm going to draw a line right there. So because of that, if this thing hits this line right here, we will see a massive, possibly a one camp, one party, one side of the fence thinks once we hit this all-time high, this is a classic touch and go. So this is when you hit this high and that high, and it's been a little, it goes down and it comes back up, and we have a Wall Street candle here, engulfing candle is what it's called, which we do. Basically what happens, guys, is once it hits this wall, a lot of the times it will just, and we hit our 50% retracement here. So we could see, well, 50%, right? We could see levels back to, man, we could see some really bad levels, like back down at 380, 50% retracement. So it's going to be interesting, man, to see what what happens here, because I got a buy signal. Let me remove all of these drawings. I got a buy signal here. So what I'm thinking it's going to do, it's going to power over this high. So we're seeing this massive bull run, like massive momentum. We have a lot of institutions that believe that the market was going to shut down that are in cash, right? They're in cash and they're just buying this upside. They're just buying this massive momentum. And I really think we're going to see a huge, huge influx. And if we get really, really political about this, if Trump gets in, he's going to shift everything around and boom, they'll crash the market on him. And they're going to say, see, I told you conservatives can't fix it. They don't have what we have. And they'll brag that he wasn't the one that cooled inflation. He wasn't the one that had the all-time high stock market. He wasn't the one that helped the job, the unemployment numbers. He wasn't the one that got the banks out of a crisis. He wasn't the one that did this. I mean, they will keep on keeping on. And this just feeds a narrative of why Trump sucks and why he's terrible for the economy and why he doesn't love America, that we love America. He keeps calling us a third world country. Like, they're already saying this garbage. And it's right here. Once they hit that top, they could lower it. And there could be a crash landing with these high interest rates. This massive rate deduction. It could be a hard landing going right into a recession. So this is what is actually happening. So I go back to what I said. It could go up. I think it's going to go up. It's going to hit this all-time high. But a few months are going to go by. November 5th, we're going to find out who the winner is, and they're going to crash the market. They're going to crash the market. Either way, my clients are protected. I just don't know if you are. And so you got to be able to have situations where we can make money when the market goes up, we can protect our money and make money when the market goes down. What are you doing right now if Kamala wins? How are you preparing your portfolio? How are you preparing your portfolio if the election is stolen? I mean, like, what are you doing? You're still going to buy and hold the same woke stocks, the same mutual funds, or are you going to do something about it? Give us a call. We want to help. This is our wheelhouse, man. Like, this is what we do. And I have to say that this is some serious stuff. This is happening right now, right in front of us. And I'm here to witness it. I'm here to walk you through it. I'm doing a show twice a week for the past 4 years. I'm doing this, man. Like, oh, I'm sorry, 2 years. I started with 4 years, but been doing scriptures for 2 years. I haven't missed a show at all, man. So I'm committed to this. Like, there's no one paying me to do this. Like, I enjoy doing this. I trade the markets personally. I don't trade clients' money. I'm actually working with some attorneys to see if I could do the inner circle. I got some pushback from one of the attorneys saying I shouldn't do it because of my license and all this stuff. So I got a little setback on it, but I'm still going to do something. In some fashion. Anyways, guys, this is what I have. So at the end of the day, I think the market's going to go up. We're going to pass this level. But come November 5th, I mean, this is perfect. Like, we are in that 22 to 23 month cycle where the bulls average around 23 month average. And then they come crashing down quick. And that puts us right near November. Coincidentally, all this is happening right at the election date. So be mindful that, yeah, we can make some money here. And we're late at the trend. We are very late at this trend. This trend is only going to last for a few months, a couple of months, if that, maybe not even a month. And then we're going to see a huge, huge correction. I'm talking 40, 50%. And this is the way, like, if I was an evil... globalist, this is how I would plan it. Exactly like this. Pump it up during them. Give them all the praise because it's a Biden administration still. And people like to keep things rolling. Their 401ks are up. Inflation's coming down. It feels great again, and they're euphoric and right into the polls. We got to keep this going. See how this is working? Yeah, but not you guys. You guys are too smart for that. So, hey, I wanted to talk about something. Complete joy. John 17:13. I, Jesus, speak the things in the world so that they may have my joy completed in them. Jesus wants us to have his joy so much that he included it in his final prayer to the Father before giving the cross. He knows that no matter how much joy we possess, it will never be complete without his promises and saving grace. Fear and doubt steal our joy and bring us down spiritually and emotionally. That's why it's vital to claim the joy that it is ours for taking and walk in the peace that it gives. So if you're not in a joyful spirit, then ask the Lord in your heart, ask him to give you his joy, because everything that he does is full of joy. And so that's my little prayer for you, especially in your marriage. As you guys know, I'm reading this book, Daily Prayers for My Wife. I'm working on my marriage. I'm working on me, becoming a better man, a better husband. That's one of my weakest pillars, is I haven't been a good husband. So I am working on being a better husband. And so I pray that you keep me in your prayers on that. Other than that, guys, that's all I have, man. So the Fed, they lower interest rates. They're going to send the stock market in a frenzy. It's going up, but we're at the end of this bull run, and they only last 22, 23 months. And then we have an uninversion of a yield curve, which is going to bring the market down. It's going to bring the market down. So the old good old saying, what must come up must come down. So, or what goes up must come down. So that's it, folks. Hey, I'm really, really excited to help you. All you got to do is give us a call, 813-448-3446, or visit us at CortezWM.com. And if you would like a free guide, go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Also download our guide. Doesn't cost you anything. We don't spam you. We don't harass you. Just put in a few pertinent information. We'll give you a call if you want us to set an appointment. Cindy, she will reach out to you. Also, if you want a book, just give us a call. We only ask that you let us speak to you so that we can give you some advice on how to better your retirement from the woke agenda, from the DEIs of the world, from all the satanic agenda that is affecting your portfolio. But give us a call. We love what we do. We love our listeners. Man, we love you guys. So thank you so much for all the support over the years. And we want to continue to give you content, continue to give you our version of our intake on the news, the woke media and what they're doing, all the gamuts on Wall Street, the good, bad, and ugly. But thank you so much for all the kind words, the positive feedback. Love talking with you guys. Anyways, I am out of here. God bless you, and we will talk soon.